Casually Baked is my baby, and creating this show for you truly is one of the greatest joys in my life. And I appreciate you coming back week in and week out. So stay curious, my friend, and I look forward to reconnecting with you on the other side of this winter break.
Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's a high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And you are listening to the final podcast of 2021. This has been a huge transitional year for me, and somehow I kept cranking out the content while making some serious life pivots. And I'm really proud of the quality and range of voices and topics I shared with you this year. But I must admit, recently I needed to find and reference a specific podcast, and it was a pain in the ass to find it on my website. I was typing in the keywords that I knew for a fact were in the title, and the damn show wasn't populating in the search. I blame Squarespace for that. But regardless of whose fault it was, that's when I realized I needed to organize the 200 plus shows that I've created and make them more accessible for you. I mean, talk about giving yourself a pain in the ass project, am I right? But being of service to you motivates me. So I got that organizational party started by creating podcast playlists on my Casually Baked Spotify user channel. Now, I'm not talking about my podcast feed. I can't control that. I'm talking about the @casuallybaked user profile on Spotify. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, I'll include a link to it in the podcast show notes. If you are picking up what I'm putting down, find and follow @casuallybaked on Spotify. I've created 9 podcast playlists to help you narrow down your search or binge a category of content. Hopefully, that'll keep you busy while I'm giving myself the mother of all winter breaks. But before we snowball into that, a word from our sponsor, MJ Relief, the muscle rub PhD formulated by my bestie for what aches and pains, me and you. I had a conversation recently with an older female friend who suffers from osteoarthritis. She's noticed her symptoms more lately and was saying how much she always enjoyed wrapping those holiday gifts, but she can't do it anymore because it's painful and her hands won't cooperate. I encouraged her to make sure she was taking a healthy dose of CBD every day and to consider also incorporating CBG. Ingesting these two cannabinoids helps from the inside out. And for localized relief, it's MJ Relief to the rescue. During the winter season, consider gifting relief to the parents and grandparents in your life who you know suffer from stiff joints and those chronic aches and pains. Get 10% savings when you shop mjskinrelief.com using promo code CASUALLYBAKED. Podcast patrons save 15% with their own secret code. The MJ Minis fit in your pocket for relief on the go, and they make excellent stocking stuffers. I keep my 2.5-ounce tube of MJ Relief on my nightstand. But I'm about to head to Texas, so that thing's coming with me. So whether it's for your travel bag, medicine cabinet, or gym bag, MJ Relief is the gift that keeps on giving for those with daily aches and pains. Shop online to support my small business at mjskinrelief.com. And don't forget, promo code CASUALLYBAKED, all one word, saves you 10%. The Sustainability Roll-Up is presented by OCB Rolling Papers. In perfect harmony with natural sustainable practices, it's always been the OCB signature to provide the highest quality, responsibly sourced, and sustainably crafted rolling papers. Remember when I told you how much I love the Rage Lounge at the Emerald Cup? Again, it proved to be a little oasis and an excellent place to commune with farmers who love the earth as much as they love cannabis. While exploring the space, I saw some bovine horns on this display and a sign above it that said Biodynamic BD500. And it gave a summary of a biodynamic preparation. It sounded crazy, so when I got home, I dug around online to further my education. BD500 is made by first filling a cow's horn with cow shit, preferably from a lactating cow. And if that horn came from a bovine on your land, even better. The manure that is produced contains nitrogen and oxygen-bearing forces and has the ability to penetrate deeply into the soil. Cow manure is a breeding ground for microscopic parasites that bring life to the soil. The organisms that thrive in the manure are capable of breaking down organic and even inorganic material. So once you stuff the horns full of shit and seal them off with a mound of dirt or clay because you want to keep the water out, you bury them 2.5 to 5 feet in the earth to ferment during the cooler months of November through February. Although I also read they should stay buried for 6 months. The horn or horns are to be arranged in such a manner to avoid any water collecting in them. By burying the cow manure stuffed horns, the poop begins decomposing under the earth's surface while absorbing the energy present during the winter period. In this process, the structure and form of the manure is changed. And pro tip, it's advised to create a marker to remind yourself where you buried the horn 6 months prior so you don't forget when it's time to dig them up for part two of BD500 preparation. So the next step to potentiate your preparation is to stir the horns in water. I watched a video of an Australian winemaker with a really cool setup that created vortex baths for the water. But if you're a backyard gardener wanting to experiment with this, the no-frills way is to start by stirring the horn clockwise in clean water to create a vortex, and then stirring counterclockwise, creating a vortex the other way. You're creating a vortex chaos vortex brew. This is helping to oxygenate the water while mixing in the manure. It is then scattered onto the soil, inoculating it with powerful humus-building microbes, enhancing the soil life. This is traditionally done by flicking the water droplets from a straw brush onto the soil. It is understood that this preparation helps improve the soil structure, regulates the pH, and dramatically boosts microbial activity, bringing many benefits and a new sense of vitality to the land. And before you call bullshit, this method of biodynamics was introduced by Rudolf Steiner in 1924. And this is only one of 9 biodynamic preparations he outlined. If you want to go down the BD500 through BD508 rabbit hole, I'll share some links for you to explore in the podcast 217 show notes at casuallybaked.com. And in this last sustainability roll-up of 2021, I want to thank Paul and Republic Brands for supporting this independent programming and for giving me a reason to do my homework on the different facets of sustainability. I've learned a lot this year, and I continue to dive deeper into regenerative agriculture in both my personal and professional life. I hope this segment has sparked some positive shifts in your life too. Maybe one of those being a preference for OCB rolling papers. Because as you know by now, all OCB papers are plant to puff and made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo, and virgin wood. Plus, all come in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. You'll find no GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. And if you're a procrastinator and you still haven't ordered your Roll With Me starter kit, shop at ocbusa.com/baked. You'll get 4 booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle is worth $20, and now's the time, buddy. Do it or don't, but do. Of course, you must be 21 and older to buy OCB rolling papers and to follow the natural wonders of OCB on social at OCB_USA. Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers. And catch the latest episodes of Roll With Me on the Casually Baked YouTube channel, the Highly Responsible Canna Consumers Facebook group, whoop whoop, Instagram, and on the WeedTube. I mentioned at the end of last week's show that if you're inspired to use cannabis like me as both a wellness and lifestyle enhancement tool, I've made space to bring on 3 or 4 new coaching clients in the new year. I am a solution facilitator, assisting you in onboarding and dialing in your unique relationship with plant medicines. And I help you define and develop healthy habits that align with your lifestyle. I will provide you a lighthearted, judgment-free atmosphere for you to receive and develop inspiration, consistency, accountability, and community. And I share my favorite lifestyle and cannabis tools for setting future you up for happiness and success. Learn more about working with me in the podcast 217 show notes at casuallybaked.com. If you're ready to lead an inspired and healthy life, I'm ready to help you.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one time.
Now back to that winter break I'm about to take. Over the next 2 months, I'm shifting my creative focus to finishing up a writing project that's been on the back burner for far too long, and I'm diving deeper into wine and weed country tourism. So when you're ready to plan that springtime getaway, I'll have unique wine and cannabis experiences dialed in to share with you. The behind-the-scenes work on the podcast will continue. I'm already teeing up podcast interviews for the spring. So continue to send me your requests or Canna Curious questions through the website or DM me on social. I'm at Casually Baked on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and the WeedTube. And because I won't be talking with you here over the next couple of months, I promise to be more active on social. I mean, it's really effing hard wearing all of the hats and staying motivated. And because being present is more important to me than being digitally active, I recognize that I'm lackluster when it comes to social sharing. My sincere apologies. But getting 15 hours of my week back will hopefully change that. Fingers crossed. Over the holidays and into the new year, I hope you'll explore the Casually Baked archives and listen to podcasts you haven't heard before. If you utilize the playlists that I've set up on the Casually Baked Spotify channel, you'll find 26 episodes on plant medicine and mindfulness tools to tailor your wellness lifestyle. And if you want a better understanding of the evolving cannabis culture, there are 43 cannabis lifestyle conversations waiting for you. And if you're all about that girl power and you prefer to hear about cannabis from the female perspective, there are 46 podcasts in the Women in Cannabis playlist. I'm preparing a survey that will go out to the various Casually Baked newsletter lists to find out what you're liking and loving and wanting more and wanting more of when I come back online. Since I can't do everything, I want to focus my energy on the few things that make the most impact. And if there are specific brands, farms, or podcasts that you'd like to see me collaborate with, let me know that too. I am open to the continuing evolution of Casually Baked. Crystal would pipe in right now and say, this or something better. And to be honest, I really do find myself in a similar mindset to when I quit my job, gave away my things, and moved to Italy back in 2012. We can go anywhere from here, my friend. So I invite you to help me imagine what's next. And if you find value in the quality cannabis content I've been churning out the past 5 years, you can show me love that makes a financial impact in a couple of different ways. First, you can shop Casually Baked affiliates which can be found on my website, featured in the podcast show notes, and on my social media channels. Not only do you get discounts, but I also receive a small commission. It doesn't get more win-win than that. You can also become a podcast patron for $5 per month at patreon.com/casuallybaked. Your patronage comes with insider info, direct access to me, and discounts on Casually Baked merch, coaching, and retreats. Podcast patrons also save 15% when they shop mjskinrelief.com. However you choose to support this highly responsible cannabis movement, thanks for doing your part to Puff Puff, Pass It On. Together, yes, it's high time. P.S. I'm releasing this episode the day before taking off for my holiday road trip to Texas. Since I'll be in the car for 2.5 days, if you've got podcast or music recommendations for me while I'm on the road, slide into my DMs, my friend, or text me a link if you have my number. Wink. We had a
time together. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.